Turkey's Prime Minister Bülent Ecevit meets today with Commerce Secretary Donald Evans. Ecevit's Washington visit is aimed largely at attracting support for Turkey's faltering economy. The Bush administration has promised to help Turkey financially, in part as thanks for supporting the war on terrorism. President Bush also seems to want Turkey's approval for possible military action against Iraq. As Iraq's neighbor, Turkey would be a critical strategic factor. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As they sat down for White House talks yesterday, President Bush welcomed Prime Minister Ecevit as a steadfast friend in the war on terrorism. The NATO ally has offered troops for the stabilization force in Afghanistan, and Ecevit hopes to see Turkish companies play a big role in rebuilding the war-torn nation. The two men have been at odds, however, over one key issue, whether the next phase of the campaign should be aimed at Turkey's neighbor, Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq. President Bush played down these differences.
My expectations, most importantly, are not from Turkey or from Iraq. I expect Saddam Hussein to let inspectors back into the country. We want to know whether he's developing weapons of mass destruction. He claims he's not. Let the world in to see. And if he doesn't, we'll have to deal with that at the appropriate time.
President Bush promised to consult Turkey's government as Washington decides what to do about Iraq. Ankara remains nervous that military action in Iraq could lead to the creation of a Kurdish state on Turkey's border. But its position is softening, according to one Turkish expert, Bülent Alireza, of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Turkey is still sensitive about any action on Iraq that may threaten the territorial integrity of Iraq, but it is no longer committed to the integrity of Saddam Hussein.
Turkish officials are quick to remind Washington that the Gulf War and subsequent sanctions on Iraq have cost Turkey billions of dollars in lost trade opportunities. They welcome the fact that Washington is now stepping in with much-needed help. A former U.S. ambassador to Turkey, Mark Paris, says Ecevit and his huge delegation of business leaders and government ministers came to Washington with high expectations on the economic front.
Because they have gone through an extremely difficult year economically with a series of economic crises which have contracted their economy by about 8.5% and put millions of people out of work, I think that they did come here expecting that there would be a serious discussion of how the United States and Turkey can cooperate to ensure that this key strategic ally is able to play the kind of role that we want it to be able to play.
Paris says the Turkish delegation has been looking for better access to the U.S. steel and textile industries, in addition to loans from the International Monetary Fund.
This would give a politician like Ecevit, who has had to make some tough decisions in terms of economic reforms over the past year and later in terms of bringing the country into alignment with us in the war on terrorism, to explain to the man in the street in his country what he gets from this strategic partnership with the United States.
Prime Minister Ecevit may not be able to go back with specific business deals in hand, but he will return with promises from the Bush administration to work out key trade issues and promises to turn this strategic partnership into stronger economic ties. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.